You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Cardinals baseball today, Tuesday, May 3rd, with Jennifer Langosch, Cardinals reporter. Jennifer, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. The Cardinals last night getting back to the 500 mark as they beat a red-hot Phillies team. They'd won six straight. Before we break down the pitching performance of Adam Wainwright, he was once again a beast with the bat in his hands at home plate for a second straight start. Last night, two hits, including a home run, his first one in 4 years, had a game-high three RBIs. Second straight game, he's had three RBIs. Now, it's only a matter of time before Mike Matheny has him hitting cleanup, correct?
I mean, absolutely. I think he's warranted a move up in this lineup, surely. But you know what? I guess if Aledmys Diaz can't move out of the eight hole, I don't know if Adam Wainwright's going to get out of that nine hole. But I would expect him to start lobbying for some pitch hit appearances now and again. He actually last night, kind of funny sequence there in the dugout, when he was being pitch hit four, went up to Mike Matheny and said, "Hey, I can't believe you're taking me out of the game." So definitely a loose clubhouse last night. And what Adam Wainwright hasn't been able to do with his arm thus far, he's been able to do with his bat.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, two great starts in a row at the plate for him. Like we said, six RBIs in his last two games. The most prolific position players will take that 7 days out of the week. But regarding his pitching performance, I recall how last week we discussed that, you know, the numbers against Arizona not there, but he insisted that he felt good and that his strength was coming back. His stuff was there. The numbers just didn't bear that out. His numbers last night didn't jump off the page. It was a quality start after all. Six innings, three runs, and four Ks, but I think it's still another step in the right direction for him.
Yeah, he was encouraged again afterwards, another baby step kind of forward. You know, the thing that he pointed to last night that was lacking a little bit was some sharpness with his curveball, which actually leading up to this start, hitters had had very little success hitting that pitch, even though he hasn't felt like it's kind of been as tight as he wanted. But I thought it was interesting that in his final inning of work yesterday, we saw him throw a lot of curves, and that was something that Adam wanted to leave that game feeling better about. So he's encouraged. I mean, he feels like the mechanical issues, kind of that laundry list of things that he wanted to get fixed, have mostly been fixed. And now it's just kind of ironing out the little details, maybe improving that command just a little bit, getting that curveball a little bit sharper. So he'll take it. I mean, six innings, three runs is defined as a quality start. I mean, Adam Wainwright certainly believes he can and should be better. But given where he started the season, I think you do look at the last two starts as a move in the right direction.
Yeah, no kidding. The last two, like you said, have been his most effective starts of the year. And if Carlos Martinez keeps doing what Carlos Martinez has been doing, that's a dynamic 1-2 that any team would be envious of. Adam Wainwright and Carlos Martinez, we'll see what the next start brings for Waino just a couple of days away. On the hitting end of things, Jennifer, five home runs last night for this Cardinals team. They become the first team in the majors this year with two games of at least five home runs. But the thing that's kind of interesting to me, if you take your average fan and ask them who leads the majors in home runs right now, at least an average fan outside of St. Louis, I don't think anybody or hardly anybody is going to say the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think the reason is no player right now has more than six home runs. You know, they don't have a Harper. They don't have a Stanton. They don't have, heck, a Trevor Story, you know, who's been the story this season in baseball. Is that the reason, in your estimation, why, you know, fans aren't aware that this team is just clobbering the ball at a rate unlike any other team in baseball so far?
Yeah, I mean, the contributions have been up and down the lineup. Consider that last night was the first time in franchise history that the Cardinals had home runs hit out of the sixth hole, seventh spot, eighth spot, and ninth spot in the same game. So, you know, some of this has certainly surprised contributors. I don't think we expected Jeremy Haselbaker and Aledmys Diaz to be powering up this offense. And that being said, we're also seeing some balls hit now, you know, by Matt Adams has a couple home runs in the last few days. Randall Grichuk goes deep again. Colton Wong, who hadn't had an extra base hit in 59 at-bats this year, finally gets a home run yesterday. So we are seeing, I believe it's eight players now with at least three home runs on this team. So they are. They're being spread out. This is a club that every night seems to have a different contributor. And I think in the long run, that could be a very positive thing. They're not kind of riding the hot bat of one guy, but trying to kind of get contributions up and down the lineup. So, yeah, I don't think this is exactly what we predicted coming into the season, that we'd see the starting pitching struggle and the offense bash home runs. I think it will be interesting to see as the weather heats up here in St. Louis, whether some of those balls keep flying out of Busch Stadium, because we've seen before in recent years that this is a hard park to hit home runs out of, and a lot of times it has to do with the summer weather. So To this point, though, nothing has stopped this club so far.
Absolutely not. And anybody in that lineup, 1 through 8, can hit it out of the park. And 1 through 9, if number 9, is Adam Wainwright, as we've discussed. So the balls are really flying out of the park at a prolific rate for this Cardinals team. And, Jennifer, you know, on the pitching end of things, you often hear that if a guy has a good start, it becomes somewhat contagious that, okay, the second guy goes out there, he wants to build on that momentum. Is there a similar thing, even though it's not a tangible thing, you can't really put your finger on it, but, you know, the guys in the lineup for the Cardinals, they see somebody perhaps unexpected hitting home runs, and that carries over a little bit, and that's a reason why, like we said, 1 through 8, anybody is capable of leaving the park.
Yeah, I think, too, you know, there's an element here. You know, Mike Matheny hasn't been very consistent with much regarding his lineup this year, but he has been consistent in the fact that if you hit today, you're oftentimes going to be in the lineup tomorrow. So, you talk about incentive on the offensive side. You know, you see a guy like Matt Adams, for instance, who didn't get a lot of starts the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, all of a sudden starts getting hot. We see him in the lineup multiple days in a row. He's going to be in there again for tonight's game. So, I think there's a contagious effect, but there's also kind of a push that, hey, if I don't produce, there might be somebody else on this bench who does and who's going to get the playing time ahead of me. So I do think we've seen that play out. I think it's interesting that 27 games into the season, Mike Matheny is now going to use his 27th different lineup. So we're just seeing a lot of different mixing and matching again, but based on matchups, certainly, but also based on who's going hot at a certain time.
Yeah, and it creates a great sense of competition, you know, all throughout the lineup that, you know, if you go into a little bit of a skid, there's somebody waiting in the wings to take your spot and get hot, and you may be riding the pine for longer than you expected. So it's good competition within the team to keep them fresh, to keep them competitive. And like we said, the Cardinals hitting the ball this year at a rate unforeseen with this Cardinals team in recent years, that is for sure. But, Jennifer, not everybody in a Cardinals uniform is crushing the ball right now, as you wrote about yesterday and maybe a day or two ago. Randall Grichuk is continuing to struggle. Having said that, he did go 2-for-2 last night, enter the game as in the sixth as a pinch hitter for Wainwright, as you said. He complained, why are you pinch hitting for me? Well, the guy that did pinch hit for him did pretty well. It's 2-for-2 again. You know, slumps can always be attributed to a number of factors, but when it comes to Grichuk, what seems to be his primary problem?
Yeah, it's interesting because Randall's differentiated, you know, this slump that he's gone through from the one he went through earlier this year. Remember earlier this year, started 1-for-15 to the season, 8 strikeouts during that stretch, you know, and talking to him at that time, he really kind of honed that down to pitch recognition being an issue. We saw him swing at a lot of pitches outside the strike zone. And then from there, his confidence eroded, and it really became kind of a mental battle for him. Talking to him now, and yesterday he snapped an 0-for-20 skid, you know, he talked about it being more mechanical issues. Like, he spent the last couple of days kind of tweaking some things he saw in video, feels better about where the mechanics are of his swing right now, and then certainly being able to get 2 hits, you know, a home run to boot yesterday kind of gives him, I think, the confidence that he's made some of the adjustments that he needed to be. But definitely, you know, it's definitely been a kind of a skittish start for a guy that the Cardinals envisioned being a very formidable piece in this lineup, a guy that they thought could be their cleanup hitter this year and an everyday type player. But I think it's important to remember, too, that this is the first season that Randall Grichuk has come into a year being plugged in, kind of as projected as an everyday starting center fielder. So, you know, you're going to go through these ups and downs. I think the key for him is maybe making the downs a little bit shorter than they have been now at this point in the season. But, again, he feels like his pitch recognition is still there for the most part. And now it's just getting the mechanics kind of honed in to get him where he needs to be.
And, you know, as odd as this sounds, you know, because when you're a manager or a player, you know, you want all your guys to hit 350, slug 1,000, hit 25 home runs, you know, every year, every day. That's not reality in baseball. When it comes to younger players like a Randall Grichuk, is there something of a school of thought that, you know what, in terms of his evolvement as a player, he needs to struggle a little bit at some point to kind of ground him a little bit and humble him and make him realize, and this goes for any player, that baseball is hard. Major League Baseball is hard. It does not come easy. And to continue to grow as a player, you almost need to go through these struggles to continue to evolve.
Yeah, and the reality is, I mean, this is a sport where, you know, as a hitter, if you fail 7 times out of 10, you're doing your job pretty darn well. So, I mean, there is a lot of failure in this game, and I think this has certainly been a learning experience for Randall. You know, part of it, too, is the longer that he's in this league, the more pitchers are going to have on him, and the more they're going to adjust to him, and it's going to be up to him to adjust back. So I think getting, you know, that process maybe moving a little bit quicker will be big for him. And then just the confidence. And, you know, it's an interesting dilemma, I think, here. We saw Mike Matheny take Randall Grichuk out of the lineup 3 out of the last 5 games. You know, and you wonder if it's a situation where maybe he could benefit from trying to hit himself out of this slump by playing in games, or do you maybe pull him out so he can get the work on the side? And I think balancing that has been a little tricky for the team thus far and for Randle to know kind of what best he needs to pull himself out. But, yeah, I mean, I think that there's certainly lessons that can be learned from this. Again, the confidence being one of them and kind of the mechanics of his swing. You know, I think he knows his swing a little bit better now than maybe he did a week ago, and moving forward, that can be a big deal.
Yeah, and we all know the talent this guy has. He displayed it in spades last season. And, you know, like we said, sometimes you have to go through this, you know, to kind of continue to grow as a player and learn from your mistakes and your slumps. And no reason to think that Randle Grichuk will not continue to grow once he breaks out of the slump. And maybe the beginning of that breakout occurred last night, as we said, 2 for 2, the home run, pinch hitting for Adam Wainwright in the sixth inning. Jennifer, to wrap up, it seems like Johnny Peralta progressing quite nicely in his rehab from a left thumb surgery, and it's possible where he could return before the end of May. At one time, that was seemingly not an option. Obviously, if he does return, when he returns, that's going to create a domino effect within the infield. You know, nobody wants to see Aledmys Diaz's bats on the bench, except maybe the other teams they play. But how do you see things kind of shaking out when Peralta is back as an everyday player?
Yeah, I mean, Peralta, you know, he took ground balls Sunday for the first time since the thumb surgery, so a good sign there. Cardinals kind of targeting maybe next week him starting to swing a bat May 21st to get a rehab assignment. And as you mentioned, the possibility that by the very end of the month or maybe even early June, he's back in the lineup. So it's funny, you know, in talking to Peralta, he'll tell you that Aledmys Diaz deserves to be in this lineup. So he's an advocate for getting Diaz's bat in there. But, you know, the Cardinals can get him both in there, certainly. I mean, I think Peralta has the flexibility to play left field, to play third base, but I do think the Cardinals value the stability he'll be able to bring to that shortstop position, which has been a defensive liability at times this year. So I think he'll slide back into that shortstop position, and then you look at Diaz as a guy who can shift around to other spots in the infield. He can play third base, and he can play a very good second base. In fact, people I've talked to think that long-term he might be a better second baseman than he would be shortstop. So now, I think the next, you know, oftentimes these things play themselves out naturally. So certainly when we're talking 3 or 4 weeks down the road, a lot can change between now and then. But I think it's a big 3 or 4 weeks coming up, certainly for Colton Wong, because if he doesn't get going, I wouldn't be surprised if Aledmys Diaz starts to take away some of that second base playing time when Johnny Peralta is back in the mix.
It's going to be interesting to see, as you said, how this all plays out, given Wong's slump and Peralta's improving health. Interesting few weeks ahead for the St. Louis Cardinals. Jennifer Langosch, we appreciate the time as always on this Tuesday. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.